Big Daddy Weave, Every Time I Breathe. Here's Kathy Tricoli taking us to the start of the show. And Lord, I need you now. It's about 7:31, and I'm going to open up the gospel music buffet, as I always do, with Phil Driscoll in the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
Phil Driscoll and the Lord's Prayer. It's 7:36. I want to do a couple of shout-outs real quick, and then we're going to proceed with the program. Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon, her two feline children, are listening down in Tennessee. And let's see, we've got Stephanie Preston listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. Judy Merritt listening from Somerset, Kentucky. Pam Marshfield is listening from Zephyr Hills, Florida. And Sue Estes has joined us, and I think possibly Don is listening too. So a big God bless you to all you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Last Sunday, we were praying for strength and healing for Sue Pointer. And God said, well, I'm going to take her home. And we're hurting right now, all of us that are going to miss her and miss that smile and miss that sparkle, as they say, that she had. We're going to miss her. But hopefully you can find some peace and comfort in the show that I've got laid out for today. I ask God to lead, guide, and direct me as I do through the whole show, even when I get the music in there. You know, God, tell me what song you want me to go with next. You want me to take this one out and put this one up there, you know. And if I open up my heart and let him speak to me, he'll tell me, you know, not an audible voice, but it's just like play this or play that, you know. So anyways, welcome, guys. And if you've got any good memories of Sue, all I have is good memories of her. I'm going to miss her terribly because she's usually one of the first ones to sign on and say, I'm listening, Frank, you know. And whether it be one of the gospel shows, which she was always there, and I knew something was wrong, as I said last week, when she missed about a couple of them in a row, she never did that. So she really fought a battle. She had asthma, is what she told me in a private message. And when she got out of the hospital, and she was in the hospital in Louisville for 2 weeks, came home, we thought she was doing better, and a lot of prayers went up for her, but God always knows what's best, and we just have to accept God's will in this case. And it's hard sometimes. The human part of us, you know, grieves so much for that person, and she's such a big loss to this world, such a precious lady, wonderful personality, great Christian, and so many things that I could say about her. I have no bad memories of Sue, except just wonderful, wonderful memories of Sue Pointer. I've never met her in person. Terry has, when she went to a book signing, and Terry was there, and of all places, in Memphis. So she was there for Elvis Week, and of course, we all know how much she loved Elvis. But I've never had the pleasure of meeting her in person. I didn't even know she was a fan of mine until, you know, we'd been on Facebook together for maybe about a year or two, and Terry and I started doing shows together. And then I found out that she really loved what I did. And that gave me validation because she started listening to me back in 1989. Gave me encouragement all the time, all the time. Yeah, don't give up. And then sometimes I would get down when I would lose friends, and I'd feel like I don't need to be on the air, you know, pumping it up right now when people are hurting. But she straightened me out on that. She said, yes, you do, you know, because, you know, we're the living down here, and the living need any joy you can give them right now. And that went straight into my memory bank, into my heart, and really, really blessed me. Anyways, let's get on with the show. Here's Sandy Patty. Sandy Patty. I think I forgot to do a shout out to Pam Marshfield, who is listening down in Zephyr Hills, Florida. Pam, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. And Pam told me in a private message several days ago how Sue and I believe her sister would come over to their home and play music when Pam lived here in Kentucky. And she was an accomplished musician and a great singer. And I learned that, too, when I listened to her her service the other day, which was a beautiful service, by the way. It was online, and I listened from the beginning until the end. And I did not know she played the accordion, you know. And I have a soft spot in my heart for the accordion because my mom played the accordion, you know. But Pam said how much they enjoyed, her parents enjoyed when Sue and her sister would come over and sing and play the accordion. You know, what an accomplished musician, so talented. You'd never heard anything about her, about, you know, what she could do or what she couldn't do musically. You know, she wasn't one to ever, brag on herself at all that I know of. And just a very humble, precious person. And Duetta Merritt said Sue was so precious, she's gonna miss her. Judy, I keep wanting to call you Duetta because I was used to calling you that for a couple of years. But Judy, you are correct. We're all gonna miss her. She was precious, precious to infinity, and back again. And my goodness, that just it's been a real hard pill for me to swallow this week. I've really struggled with it. I've prayed about it, and of course, decided to do the show tonight and share what Sue memories I have and what Sue memories y'all have too. You know, but she was unbelievable and a talented piano player too. So many talents, and she used a lot of them to bring smiles and joy to people. You know. Here's one of the groups she dearly loved. It's the Booth Brothers. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus.
Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Hearing Him call me His own. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home. My feet right under His table, knowing I won't be alone. Just feeling at home, feeling at home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, camping right close to the throne. Just feeling at home, feeling at home. Happy and free, just feeling at home, feeling at home, feeling accepted, loved and forgiven, a part of His warm family, just feeling at home, I'm feeling at home. Told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, camping right close to the throne. Just feeling at home, feeling at home, just feeling at home, feeling at home, just feeling at home.
Booth brothers, who Sue dearly loved, and feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. And Pam Marshfield just verified what I said. She said Sue was a childhood friend in Woodstock. Our family and theirs would visit almost every other week or so. Sue and her sister Vivian played the accordions and sang especially gospel hymns to my grandmother after my grandmother could no longer attend church. Oh, how precious is that. Such a beautiful voice. She and I were in Sunday school class together. Never lost track of her after I moved away. We always kept in touch. Such a wonderful friend. Thank you for sharing that memory of Sue, Pam. That is so precious. Sue loved the cathedrals, and as we all pretty much do, but she especially loved this song. It's called Moving On Up to Glory Land, and she has.
I like to think about a paradise somewhere beyond the blue. A mansion waiting in the eastern sky, maybe next door, to you. We'll go parading through the distant star, right in the Milky Way. The planets Jupiter and Neptune and Mars won't even be halfway. So move and move to eastern sky. Don't know when I'm leaving, but I'm ready to go. When I get to heaven, I'll be welcome, I know. Don't you know, move and move up to glory to land. I made my reservations long ago, the day I gave up sin. And when my mansion ready this, I know I'm gonna move right in. I have a vision of a happy place where friends and loved ones meet. Right on the corner of Flood Avenue and Hallelujah.
Oh, do it pretty now. I love it.
Move and move. When I get to heaven, I'll be welcome, I know. Don't you know, move and move up to glory land.
Cathedrals and Moving On Up to Glory Land. A big shout out and a big God bless you to Brother Claude Davis, who has joined us from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm going to play another Cathedrals. I love this song. Always brings me comfort. Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below. Still
I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a
.757, and for those who, Brother Claude, I think you just joined us a few minutes ago. I'm playing a lot of songs tonight that'll bring comfort to everyone, a lot of songs about heaven, and a lot of songs Sue Pointer really, really liked, and kind of letting the Lord lead tonight. Here's the Hensons, and what a hallelujah meeting we're going to have. Amen.
Across the tide, we'll lift glad hands together, go shouting up through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Oh, what a celebration forgetting where we've been. Now we're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbells start ringing, then the peri-all of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old are standing with the greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift your glad hands together, go shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago, but I got more than just religion. When Jesus saved my soul, I got a way down deep salvation, like no mortal tongue could tell, and a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah,
hallelujah time, when the saints
are welcome us across the time.
We'll lift our hands and shout through the land.
And when you think it's just about
day that will be. God who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear. There'll be no sickness, there'll be no pain, no more parting over there.
Day, what a glorious day that will be. 3 minutes past eight. I could feel the ground kind of trembling up here, I thought, but it wasn't that. It was Brother Claude Davis singing bass all the way down in Nashville, and it kind of reverberated through the ground. No, just teasing, but he's got a beautiful bass voice, 3-octave range. And Claude, you're familiar with that song, What a Day That Will Be. It was played at the end of my dad's service, which you preached. And we always sing that when my family gets together for a funeral, because it gives us that final ray of hope when we're bidding goodbye to somebody that we're going to see them again. What a day that will be. Sue dearly loved Elvis Presley. I mean, dearly loved him. That's the only person I think I've ever found that loved Elvis more than I did. And that was Sue Pointer. We're going to play some Elvis right now, and I feel like this is what she was thinking.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Precious Lord, lead me home. When my precious love, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws.
near and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious love, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, let me stand. I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me home to the light. Take my hand, precious love.
Elvis, and take my hand, precious Lord. Here are the inspirations. If you only knew.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You asked the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky. Praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
Absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue, and we're having a big celebration. If you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better. Sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew, things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines.
signs, we're having a time, if you only knew.
If you only knew. Oh, my goodness. Hang on. I was going to try not to get emotional, and it's hard not to, because I know where she is, but I know Sue's family, her daughter Michelle, and her grandbabies are all grieving right now, and they're hurting. So remember them in prayer. But I know what she's saying right now. She's saying, wish you were here. Here are the Kingsmen.
I can just see them walking on the shores of heaven, praising the Lord and watching the tide roll. That has gone on. Oh, how I miss you so. And somehow I know if you could, that you'd let me know that you're doing fine and it doesn't hurt.
We're having a great time.
Kingsmen and Wish You Were Here. Another group that that Sue dearly loved, and she would request them from time to time. She'd say, can you play some Florida Boys for me? I said, I sure will. We're thinking of her as we play this one.
Next time we see them.
blessed sweet moment when
there is a hello after goodbye, a blessed reunion promised in time. He will be with them far longer than we were without.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No more tears in our eyes
in that
Legacy 5 and Hello After Goodbye. I don't think this song needs any introduction to you, but I'm going to do it. Squire Parsons and Sweet Beulah Land.
Then I must take.
Parsons and Sweet Beulah Land. Stephanie Preston loves that song, and so does Duetta Merritt, and I think all of us on here really, really like it. And a very nice post, comment by Sue Estes. She says, "We are rejoicing for and with Sue's Heaven Homecoming celebration, but what a sad, tearful goodbye and a void with missing Sue tonight on this gospel buffet. Here are the Hoppers." Amen. You are so right, Sue Estes. And the holy hills of heaven call me. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
When we leave this
Vocal band and Heaven's Joy Awaits. It's 8:35. I want to do a big shout out and a big God bless you to two super people, and that's Suzanne Boston and Roddy Boston. They are listening down in Boyd, Texas, and Suzanne says, we're here. It won't be the same without Sue. I totally agree with that. Here's Ivan Parker.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for me, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? is forever, forever and ever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah, just only, only imagine.
That's all we can do. We can only imagine. Here's Donna Taggart in Jealous of the Angel. That's Donna Taggart. Isn't that a beautiful song, Jealous of the Angels? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that Sue Pointer is with you. Lord, we know the Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Father, we know we should be rejoicing that Sue now has a new and a whole body. But there's that there's that human part of us that misses a loved one when they leave and they go home. Father, bring peace and comfort to all those who had the blessing of knowing Sue Pointer and will miss her here until they join her someday. Father, bless and protect her only child, Michelle, and comfort her and all her precious grandchildren. We know how much joy they brought into her life, Lord. Father, help them with the pain of being separated from the one they so dearly loved. Hold them close. Father, we thank you for always hearing our prayers. We thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship and worship each week through these great gospel songs. Father, please bless each one who listened tonight. And Lord, please touch each one that needs healing, that needs peace, that needs comfort, and provide the continued reassurance for all of us during these uncertain times that only you can provide. Lord, I continue to ask for strength and healing for so many on my prayer list with COVID-19. So many. I add them daily. And cancer and so many other issues. Father, please, please wrap your arms around them and let them feel your presence and give them the kind of peace and comfort that only you can provide. Bless and protect all of our healthcare workers, Lord. Our first responders, bless them too and protect them. Bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise his name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Hands and say, greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his name. Thank you.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, praise his name. I've gone over about 5 minutes, guys. I hope you forgive me. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And again, remembering all these good memories of Sue Pointer and sharing them with me and me sharing with you was just, it's just good. We're like a family. And that's the only thing I can refer to us as, you know. As a family, you guys are my extended family, my gospel music buffet family, and some of you listen to some of the other shows that we do. And this week, I'm going to try to do some other shows. I just couldn't do it this week. I just couldn't do it. Anyways, I'm going to go out with, of course, an Elvis song because she dearly, dearly loved Elvis, and Sue Pointer dearly loved Elvis gospel music. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope you got a blessing from the show. Good night.
Well, tired and so weary, but I must go till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Where the morning's so bright and the lamb is the light, and the night is the
there will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. Trouble I see.
There will be peace in a valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolves will be tame and the lion shall down by the lamb, oh, yes. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness,
no sorrow,
oh my Lord, and no trouble I see.
There will be peace.